Bear Beast, you're live.
Oh, fuck off.
So, after fighting the Wraith, we got into a hut that was burnt down. And in this burnt down hut, there was a lot of gore from multiple victims, including 4 children, 2 hunters, and 2 farmers, I believe. In all of this gore, Cass found a notebook or a diary from the herbalist or the town's healer that currently lived in this burnt down building when it was not burnt down, and learned some things about the internal fire and the witch hunters or bounty hunters or whatever they call themselves. Crusader of
the Eternal Flame.
Yeah, the Crusader of the Eternal Flame. That they burnt down the hut. And that this healer had a potion made for 4 children that apparently was meant to heal them. So, needing to lift the curse, we took the potion and went to the Jarl. Apparently it was his children that needed to be healed. So we gave them the potion, or the needed amount from the potion, and they got healed, apparently, because we heard a whisper in our ears from the Noon Wraith. And then we got a bath and started drinking at a feast that was held after that.
Yes. Basically. Yes, you did. It was kind of to celebrate the dead spirit, their spirits moving on to the afterlife. And so you guys stay up, and Esten and Cass, it seemed like they bonded a little bit. Esten told Cass that he wouldn't mind him tagging along with him in his journeys throughout, just even after it seems like this one contract that brought them all together to keep traveling with him and teaching him the ways of the Witcher, just without all the horrible, painful, actual changing of the bodies. So we'll pick it up in the morning. You guys wake up.
No, I wanted to have fun with Cass.
Oh.
What's that supposed to mean?
make a little bit of fun.
Do you guys want... Well, I'll leave it up to you. Do you guys want to leave off?
Nah, it's fine.
Your bow is so long.
Okay. Oh, it was not like that. Goddamn fucking. Oh my god.
That's what she said.
Okay. So you guys wake up in the morning again. Esten and Cass, you guys shared a room, and then Katrin, you had your separate room. You guys stayed in the Jarl's mansion, and it's looks to be like there's rain. It's cloudy out. You guys, I would presume, be ready to leave town to make your way to the workers' camp, start figuring out this first contract that you picked up.
Yes, I would probably be Esten, that's the first one to wake, but I would be waiting at the entrance of the mansion for them.
Yeah, I will say it's late morning. I mean, you guys did stay up a little bit late. It's late morning. It's like 10.
Cass definitely has a hangover.
Catherine's fine. Even though he's not used to wine.
He's not used to drinking that much.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to really get drunk ever.
It takes like a shit ton for you to get drunk, doesn't it? Like you can't, still can get drunk, but it takes like
a lot
to get drunk. Yeah.
Well, if he's immune in the if he's immune to poison, he's immune to alcohol.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I always said that was bullshit because,
I'm still going to say you can get drunk, but it just takes a shit ton. So
that's how it is in The Witcher. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you guys wake up. What are you doing?
I'm waiting at them for them at the entrance.
Yeah. Waiting at the entrance.
Cass walks out a little bit late, dressed in the clothes that Katrin got him.
They're a little nicer than yours.
Yeah.
Just because they're new.
He's still got his old cloak on, though. because obviously
I didn't give you a new one.
You got given a new one.
Yeah,
it has been washed.
It has been washed, though.
It has been washed, though. Yes,
and you can see there is a very slight stitching under the bottom, some initials, which are SS. As not like that. Not like that. That's not in context. The German's not here, so
that's okay. Context. There's no such thing as German.
What man. Was that? Yeah, he has a cloak of the Deutsche Schutzstaffel. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't put two and two together when I said that.
He's the great, 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 great grandfather of.
Yeah, no.
Oh, God, boys.
My brain didn't go there, but it's his master's cloak. So is his master is Sundor Silver.
Sundor Silver.
Yeah, SS. But it's not like that kind of.
No, yeah. Guns don't exist in my world. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I can see that.
It's like very
You know, I can hear you when I walk through my apartment.
Yeah, when I said that, I was like,
headset is wireless.
Both me and Ceramic looked at each other on Zoom was like
Oh yeah.
But yeah. No, he's got his master's robe which was given to him, which says SS on it. As in Sundor Silver. He's got a nice, it's like a very foresty dark green rather than a jungle green.
Yeah.
It's more of like a shadow cloak kind of thing. And now he's wearing these nicer clothes. He's got his messy hair, which was just messy and just ratty and awful. He has it sort of slicked back over his head now, not like messy. Yeah, he's just straight back. And then he's put it back, but then he's put his cloak. So he's put it back and he's put his cloak over the back of it, just over the back of his head, of his hair, to keep his hair out of his face. And then he's got the other clothes in his bag and walks out to the front. Is it sunny?
No, it's cloudy. Rain. And you actually hear a crack of thunder off into the distance.
Well, so much for getting clean and dry.
So on today's topic, we check on the monster who's near to the bridge construction side.
Sounded like a big person, so yeah.
But yeah, whatever it is, we can be sure it's big. It's somewhat humanoid and has some kind of a weapon, possibly a club. But yeah, if it's so large, I'm sure we will find tracks.
Yeah. Also, we can ask the workers there.
The workers. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure some of them have seen it as they ran away from it. So I'm presuming they would know what it looks like.
By the way, Kaz, did you already get some arrow tips?
I have some. Yeah. I bought some silver arrow ones. Tips. I haven't been back to the blacksmith to ask for any silver ones. I don't think he has any. Maybe we can ask, but that's the only thing.
We've heard that Shadowgrove doesn't have much, and silver is kind of an expensive material. I think maybe we find it more like an Evercroft or another major town or city.
Yeah. I need to make some more arrows at some point today, but I've got just over 2/3 of a quiver full, so I should be okay.
Didn't you buy? Cool. Oh no, you bought arrowheads.
I bought arrowheads because I make my arrows.
I think you, as a hunter, can make craft your own arrows.
It takes obviously. Last night I had a little bit too much of drink, so I didn't really have time. To make some. So I will probably, whilst you're asking questions to the campers. I will probably try and whittle up some sticks while we're there and then go ahead and make some arrows. Has anyone seen Kage?
I guess he's... Is he next to you?
No
where
idea
did he run off to?
Last night we was drinking. I have no idea where Kage went. Kage just is somewhere.
As you guys are talking,
Can't you camera, call him?
As you guys are talking, the camera pans up to the top of the Yaros house, and Kage is just like laying there, like looking over at you guys, just like, eh.
Well, I can call her, but she'll she doesn't like the mornings very much. Neither do I.
Are we ready to go?
Oh, I'm sorry. Then why are we keeping you?
No, it's just we have a time limit.
Kind of. I mean, yeah. We're here. We're in town. We're not rushed to go to the camp. They're probably going to be waking up themselves. What day is it right now?
It's half a day's walk to there.
What day is it right now?
It's a Wednesday.
So Wednesday, it'll be lunchtime by the time we get to them, or just gone lunchtime. So yeah, we'll be okay. We can get there.
Yeah, but we shouldn't lose much time before we get going.
Are we taking horses or are we walking?
We're taking horses.
Yeah, I guess we take horses.
Okay. So you guys, it's like 4 hours outside of Shadow Grove on horseback. And you guys arrive. You guys arrive at the camp.
Oh, that's a big map.
Yeah. Yes, are you zooming this out on the stream so the stream can see the map? And not just
don't
black.
Look at my map on my stream, please.
Don't worry. Just for...
No, I just asked you if you was doing that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. God, that's like, have I got cataracts?
It's a long ass map, man.
Don't worry about it.
Don't zoom right in because it gets really blurry.
You just gotta let it load, then you can zoom in pretty
far. It's still loading for me.
Oh, okay, it was loading. It's, yeah.
All my maps are 4K, so you can
zoom
in real fast. Real,
what is
real close.
What is this madness?
What is this madness, you say? Insanity. No.
Stop.
Bang bang.
Bang.
No.
I'm guessing we're over here, aren't we?
Yeah, and then as you guys are traveling, it starts to rain. It's kind of like a light drizzle. Nothing too crazy, but it is raining.
Can you make it a bit louder?
Yeah, I can.
Nice. Because we can adjust the volume individually also. So that's good.
Is that good? Okay.
Yeah.
You guys see a walled camp. The walls are made out of sharpened just wood logs, presumable from the jungle. As you're running along the path and you look off to the left, it's where the jungle is, off to the north, I should say. You can see that there are a bunch of stumps that used to be trees. So you already get the conception that they have been cutting down trees from the Darkroot jungle. As you approach, there's four guards. They just kind of look at you guys as you walk in. They don't stop you or anything like that. And as you walk in, you're greeted with a camp. There are, to the north part of the camp, there's three rows of tents, with two of them being back to back. And then there's a walkway that cuts in between the third row. That is at the northernmost part. And to the south, there is four tents set up. Now, these are all really big tents, and you would presume them to hold more than just a couple people. There's probably like 10 people per tent to give you an idea of how big they are. 10 people with like maybe a couple tables in the middle that they could play cards at, or, you know, hide away from the rain when it does rain. There's campfires and benches around the campfires everywhere, multiple ones throughout the camp. You can see boxes and barrels of supplies. You see a couple wagons. You see a few horses on the south part of the camp that are just like in some makeshift stables. They're not covered, but there's a place to tie up horses and stuff. And that's what you're kind of greeted with. There's not too many people out because it is raining, but there's two guys sitting at the fire pit that is in the south. Right as you walk in, there is someone that looks like an authority figure, like maybe head captain of the guards right here at the campfire to your north. And then there's just a few guards walking around on patrol, but it's a small camp. But yeah, that's what you guys see as you walk in.
Okay.
These it's probably about like 3 o'clock right now, two to 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I will take the lead. Or leave.
Yeah, do these guards stop us or talk to us?
They eye you up and down, but they do not stop you.
All right. So, Catherine, do you know who's in charge of here?
No. But I'm guessing it's that guy over there, pointing at the guy standing at the campfire, since he looked, said he looked the most...
All right. Let you do the diplomacy.
Sure. I will ride straight up to the campfire and jump off my horse.
Okay. He looks at you and says, or he doesn't say anything. He just looks at you.
Excuse me. We have been sent by the king to help with a problem you seem to be having with building this bridge.
The monster, you mean?
Yes.
How are three of you going to help?
Well, we brought a witcher.
What the fuck is a witcher?
A certain person that apparently is skilled in killing monsters.
I don't see how that's going to help, but what do you need from me?
Information. What is this creature? When has it attacked? Where is it attacking from? Stuff like that.
He like stares into the flames of the campfire and he says, the creature... It's hideous. It's ginormous. Taller than these walls around this camp. Looks human except for the single eye that's in the middle of his head.
Oh.
I don't know what else I could tell you. It comes from the Dakuru jungles and has demolished our work site, which is farther east from the camp. We haven't been able to work since it's shown up. It's stolen horses. It's killed a bunch of men.
Holy shit.
So you're saying that it's coming from the jungle?
Yes.
And it's stolen horses and men? Well, stolen
it's
horses
stolen
and killed,
horses and killed a bunch of men.
Yes.
A bunch of workers and a few of
Have
my,
you
my
been
men.
Able to do any damage to it at all?
No, most of my men are frightened away, cowards. And he spits on the ground. But no, it's so huge.
Is there certain times a day it tend to appear?
Oh, it's completely random. Just seems like any time we try to work is the time it attacks.
Do me and Estan hear this conversation?
Well, you're right next
to
me.
Yeah,
I mean,
just
you guys
right
are right on the path. Yeah, oh, okay. You don't have to be standing right next to the
I'm
conversation.
Obviously,
he's not being quiet.
So she got off her horse and walked over, and I'm still sat on my horse, and I'm hearing this conversation, and I've got my knife out, and I'm just making some, cutting some sticks, sharpening some sticks here, just like this. To make some arrows, if I can make some whilst on my horse listening.
Yeah, I should say that's fine.
Do you want me to roll for it?
Roll a d6 to see how many arrows you make.
Oh.
Yeah, you make one. It's raining out. Your knife is kind of slipping a little bit. Yeah, so you make one. One arrow.
I'm going to need to have a magical force field that keeps the rain off me, but I'll work on that later.
Okay.
Do you remember the scene in the Netflix show where Yennefer multiplied the feathers that they crafted the arrows with?
I did the opposite. I literally did the opposite. I have the ability to make arrows, and I make one.
Yes.
That's what he says, and he seems really kind of standoffish. He's got other things on his mind.
Eston approaches. Greetings, sir. I'm the Witcher.
You don't look anything special.
I walk closer to him with a serious look on my face. Walking very near to him for him to see my eyes.
Yeah, he kind of like backs up a little bit and grabs a hold of the hilt of his sword. He doesn't pull it out or anything. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with your eyes?
You still think I'm normal?
No.
I'm a witcher, and I'm here to solve your problem. If you help me in that, you could go back to work safely.
Hi, I'm Cass.
Wait, these two help me.
Well, I've told you all that I know.
Where did he attack? I need to have a look at the scene, find tracks.
If you follow the path outside of the town that leads east, it leads you straight to the work site. You'll see the bodies.
So is that over here?
Yes.
Okay.
I have another question for you.
What's that?
So have you been able to do any progress on the bridge so far?
We've got the first part started, but it's only about 10% done.
And then the attacks happened. Oh, what?
Yes. Yeah, it was we've been here for about a month and it started happening about a week ago.
And you didn't even notice anything when building the bridge that something was watching you or?
No. No, we did not.
Okay.
Came out of nowhere.
I imagine you don't want to hear this, but I would suggest that you stop working.
Well, we have stopped working for the last 3 days. Everybody refuses to go to the campsite.
Yeah, all right. Keep it like that. I hope we will take care of this problem as soon as possible so that you can go back to work.
That would be nice.
So each attack that happens, as Cass gets off his horse and walks up. So as each attack happens, as you said, they're random. Does this beast go back the same way each time?
Yes. Comes from the Darkhuru jungle.
And there's a clear
path. You don't know where exactly.
There's a clear path through. He's large, right?
Are you kidding me? I'm not going to go chase that thing.
No, we don't expect you to.
Can you point us in
the
direction?
It's as big as a castle.
I'm guessing we learned everything we've gotten or we have.
Yeah, I don't know what else you want from me. I've told you everything I know.
Right.
I can't help you anymore. I'm not an expert.
Can you clearly see the path it takes through the jungle?
I don't know. I haven't gone off and ventured as far as I can. I won't go near that.
Cass, we're not getting any more out of this gun.
Right. Is it okay if we park our horses here?
Sure. There's a makeshift stable, and he points to the southern point of the camp where there's no tents and says you can put your horses there.
All right. Thank you.
And he goes back to staring at the fire.
Walks with his trusty steed in hand. Not okay. Roach.
Roach. Have you got a name for it yet?
No. Maybe mine I will.
Mine horse is named Sooty, and it's a female.
Nice.
Of course. Mine is a black horse, and I've named it Jeff.
I knew it.
God.
I knew it. Is he thick?
But it's not spelled J-E-F-F. It's
G-E-O.
Double
F. There you go.
But
there
he's a go. Thick horse, isn't he?
Thick boy.
For the listeners' sake, that was a reference to our EDDS campaign.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum, the trusty thick horse.
Completely off topic. I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2.
And you called your name horse.
My horse is a big black horse called Jeff Goldblum.
Of course.
Nice. Yeah. There you go, boy.
There you go, boy.
Yeah, just like that. All right. Aston will park his horse over there.
Okay, yeah. You do so.
And so this was the path that he pointed us to that we should follow.
Yeah, so you can see about that the path continues on.
Yeah.
And it's the path that leads you to the work site.
Yeah, okay. If everyone is ready and got his horse parked in the stables.
Yeah, so as we hitch the horses up, so obviously I've got a quiver on my back. I've got the bow, mm-hmm. my arrows.
Yeah.
Coin pouch on my belt. I leave my backpack on my horse, but I take out the arrowheads, feathers.
Okay.
Okay. And I put them into a small like goods pouch on my waist.
Yeah.
Just in case I ever need to create more arrows.
Okay.
As we go, because I can find sticks whilst in the jungle. So.
Is everyone now like standing like here? At the outside or at the exit?
Sorry,
of
I was
the camp?
Taking notes. So.
Right. Because I know what we are dealing with.
Yeah, I know too, but my characters don't.
I have no idea.
That's why Aston will explain it to you now. So, a big humanoid is correct. It appears to be a cyclops.
Oh.
Oh, cyclops. Just one of them cyclopses. What the hell's a cyclops?
To add to your bestiary, it's a big...
Oh, okay. Let me get my notebook out.
It's right. Of the group of ogroids, I think it's pronounced.
How do you spell cyclops? Is that S-Y...
Yeah, C-L-O-P-S, cyclops, I think.
So
S-Y-C-L-O-P-S, cyclops.
Cyclops, like a horse.
I'm sorry to say, but cyclops is spelled with a C in the start.
Yeah, didn't we say so?
No, merits at S.
Oh, no, C.
No, I know how it's spelled.
That was in character.
Okay. So it's a... It's a big, it's a humanoid giant, of course, with single eye.
Have I read anything about that?
Probably. Okay. Yeah, maybe something really brief, but yeah, you probably would have heard of what a cyclops is.
If not, then let me tell you, it exists.
Okay, so this one eye thing, I'm guessing, is depth perception is horrible.
Yes, it is very large. Very strong. Imagine it like as
tall
as
a sec. Hold on a sec. My book's getting wet. It's raining.
And like, very dumb, apparently, as well.
Depends. As large as a tree, and it can rip out smaller trees and use them as a club.
Basically. Which I'm guessing this one is using.
I don't know how large it is or how
intelligent. These jungle trees are massive. Are you sure it can rip one of these out?
He said smaller trees.
Yes. Yeah, not like the big ones, but smaller ones he can use as a weapon.
Please do pay attention when your mentor is...
I was writing, okay, and I was trying to stop it getting wet. I was like...
It's all right, it's all right.
Good thing I bought a pencil and not an ink quill, because this would be a mess. So, Cyclops, S-Y-C-L-O-P-S... Yeah, that's what I said. C-L-O-P-S.
Anyway.
The giant human one eye.
If we want to fight it effectively, I think we need to prepare some traps.
I already have a plan in mind, but I don't think the world is going to like it.
Yeah, good. Keep it. We will need it.
What kind of trap are you thinking? A big log trap swing down from a tree?
Something like that, yeah. Or maybe booby traps with spikes in the ground that it steps into.
Spike pit. Classic.
Spike pit, something like that.
Why don't we just do the old rope trick? Just pull the rope by its legs.
Yeah, he's too strong for that. To just stumble upon a rope.
Way too strong.
He would rip you away with it.
Yeah, it would be like you two would be like dragging and holding like, the rope.
Okay, so this thing is giant if it can pull trees up. So if I said we need to build a spike pit, the biggest spike pit I've ever built was probably around like 2 feet deep. And it was just to catch like a panther. So as it was running, it'd fall into it. Now,
what is up with you and panthers?
If we can find a footprint of it, you can estimate the size of the trap it needs to be.
You already found footprints of it, remember?
Can you tell? Can you tell us again how large was the footprint of it?
Probably, from what you guys saw, he would probably be as big as one of the big trees.
Holy shit.
In the jungle.
Holy shit. So
it's big.
So his foot span's like 15 feet long.
We need to find tracks first to make anything, to say anything for sure. But yeah, I'm just saying, cutting it with a sword or piercing it with little arrows barely scratches it.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, we need your magic, definitely. It's essential in this.
So can we say this? Like, can we continue talking as we're walking?
Yes.
Which I guess you already did.
Yeah, which we already did.
I think so, yeah. Exit the camp. You see the jungle, and you see a bunch of stumps that have been cut down. And as you continue to go...
What's that?
Yeah. As you guys continue to walk, you see the campsite, which is kind of a bloody mess.
Oh. All right.
So, Estan, can you clarify that? So if it's a Cyclops that has one eye, would you say the eye is its weakness?
You are correct, yes. If we can blind it with a spell or... I don't think a single arrow would do it, but yeah, if we blind him, it's definitely going to be an advantage for us. It is his weak point.
I have an idea about that.
I do too. I could fire an arrow and use hail thorns, multiple thorns in the eyeball.
That would be effective. I don't know what spells you've got, but I'm sure you'll put them to good use, Katrin. Anyway, for now, let's have a look at this.
So yeah, this you is guys walk
campsite
to the work site.
The work site, yeah.
The south, there are a bunch of these trimmed cut logs that you might think would be like main supports for the bridge or used for something like that. To the north, you see like two contraptions that we're like metal tables with a saw blade right in the middle for them to cut logs. And you see another one a little farther east on the southern side. But throughout the camp, you just see smashed bodies. Like when I mean smashed, I mean like flattened bodies. And just each of them are just in a pool of blood.
So I assume they were hit by something very big and were just flattened.
Yeah, you walk up to the first body and you can tell that all the bones in its body were completely just shattered, crushed. Like if you were to like try to lift the body up by its feet and look at its torso where it got smashed, it would be like a couple inches thick.
Mm.
And it's the same scenario. Like one, you walk up to another body and its head is just completely smashed. You can't even tell it's like a head anymore. It's just a fucking smash. The rest of the body is intact. And it's just the same thing for each body you see.
So, Cass, this is what happens if you fail to dodge one of its hits.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. These people are fucked.
Definitely.
I don't know how to explain that. This is probably the second worst thing I've ever seen compared to that house.
Preparation definitely is key here. We cannot just randomly stumble into it.
Why is it always with the smell?
DM, how big are these saw blades?
Yeah, what are these?
It's a metal table with like a circular saw blade in the middle of it, so you could push like a log down the table and it'd cut it in half.
Okay, hear me out. What if we tied some string?
Yeah, I'm getting what you're getting.
From one tree to another tree. Okay. So we have like a Y, okay, with the saw blade in the middle. And then we string that up to another tree. So as this thing's coming towards us, we let go and it hits square in the face. Its depth perception is awful because it's only got one eye. So it's not going to see a flat blade coming straight towards its eyeball.
Could work, yeah. These are our ideas that we need. But we will need multiple traps in order to make sure...
I'm sorry to say, but if you hold your hand over one of your eyes and look at the saw coming straight at you, you would still see the saw.
Yeah, but
that's why.
Not if it's focused on something else on the ground.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And this thing swings at it.
It's not blind, but we need to make sure If possible, it steps into multiple traps at once, so that it can't focus on avoiding all of them.
If we can knock it down, we have a better chance.
Yeah, but watch out.
If we blind it, we have a better chance.
Yeah, but really watch out if you get hit by it or if you let him grapple you.
Okay, I'm going to do
some thinking here. Okay, so the footprints we saw were probably about 15 foot long by 8 foot wide.
Yeah,
and that's 1 foot. So 2 feet, you got 33 feet. So the hands are probably the same, maybe even a slightly bit bigger. So the size of this thing, considering its arm, if I put my arm, my hand around my forearm, you're looking at, Christ, this thing is massive. It's about, Jesus, 80, 90 feet like tall. About yeah, 90 feet tall, maybe? If you think
maybe the size not of that your, tall, but
if you think about the size of your foot compared to like your hand and then your forearm, your head, your chest, even compared to one hand, is like 10 of your hands would cover you like your chest, right? From your shoulders, it is massive. Down to your waist.
It is massive, and it's huge, and it's so massive that our weapon attacks will be less effective against it. That's why we need magic. And the traps.
We need not a distraction. We need a lure. We need to lure it somewhere, but without. We don't need to go out and attack it. We need it to come to an area we want it to.
Yes.
Cass, I'm sorry to say, but we already have the perfect lure.
Yeah?
The workers.
Nope.
Yes.
They will refuse to come here.
Yes, I know.
I will
That's
be the
That's why
bait.
We have you.
Huh? I will be the bait of it.
That's why we have you and Aston.
What
you heard to... the guy. The moment they start attack, or the moment the attack happened, was the moment they started working again. If you start working one of these souls, it will definitely come.
Okay, but we need to prepare before we do that.
Yes. Yes.
Also, I think. Luring the Cyclops here and then running away from it again should be my job, since I'm the fastest. And it's hard to outrun a Cyclops that's as tall as a tree.
If we can lure it here to the saw, then you keep it focused on you. I can climb a tree and get a better height advantage on it to try and hit it in the eye with an arrow, if possible. Not saying it's going to do anything, but I can move around the trees. If it misses the traps, I can be back into the woods, into the forest, in the tree line, get it focused on me so then it can come towards me to the traps.
Yeah, so I think it is capable of avoiding a single trap that it runs into, perhaps.
Yeah.
But in order for us to make sure that he triggers one, we need to make sure that he steps into multiple at once.
I have,
like you said,
I have never hunted an animal bigger than a very large dog. I've hunted,
to be honest, again,
but there's only very small deer in the forest. There's no big, large animals like this. The biggest trap I've made is that I can't go ahead and say, yeah, sure, I will make a trap big enough to catch a 60, 70 foot animal. Like, I wouldn't know where to start.
Kes, I'm pretty sure, but the moment we start laying traps here as well, that will count as us working, or at least making a lot of noise that this Cyclops will come attack again.
We don't need to make it loud. We can be quiet.
If you want to dig a hole that is big enough for this thing to fall down into with a spike trap, feel free to dig that quietly.
So what's your suggestion?
At least not fall or dig or spike traps.
If you can choose a better, like if you have a better choice, a better decision than obviously me and Estan can do, he wants to lure him and fall into traps. I'm the same. So what's your bright idea? If you can't help us in this, then, you know, let's go.
She can.
So I might be able to blind him without too much effort.
And if that fails?
Can you say that again? I didn't get it.
I might be able to blind him using a simple spell called Dancing Light, creating light out of nothing.
Oh, well.
It might be so stupid to actually fall for it. Oh, look, shiny, bright thing. I want to catch this. I can create 3 of these balls at any given time and make them float around.
Okay, I've just had an idea.
Tell us.
I'm going to walk. So Cass walks over to the bridge and looks down.
Let's explore the rest of the camp here.
Yeah.
So,
and he looks down the cliff.
Yeah, it's like a 100-foot drop into the ocean. You can obviously see the other side, but it's about a 100-foot gap, maybe a little more. This is the rope bridge. You see a rope bridge that is tied on both ends. It's sturdy. You could cross it at any moment. It wouldn't hold a giant, a troll, or anything too heavy. And then you see a bridge being built next to it that is made out of stone and wood that is a lot wider, a lot bigger, and a lot sturdier, but this is the bridge that is being built, and it is unfinished.
Okay. Estan, do you see what I plan?
However, I do, but we need to make sure it's dead.
If we lure the animal here by pretending to be workers, okay? And we make our way over this way.
Stop calling it an animal.
I'm used to calling things animals, okay? So this Cyclops, we get it close to the edge. Then you use your blinding light trickery on it for it to follow those and get it basically to fall off the edge.
However,
yes,
it's not a guarantee that it will follow the lights. I don't think we can place any swinging traps here on the bridge. We need 2 trees to attach them to, but here are none.
I have a question for you, Aston.
Yes.
What language does this Cyclops speak?
Do they even speak?
If it could speak, it would be very broken, like.
Like in D&D terms, common. It would be giant, but I don't know what it's in The Witcher.
If it could talk, I'm not going to say if it can or cannot, but if it could talk, it would talk in a very broken common.
What would it sound like?
Like me big, me hungry.
So
me.
Like the troll language.
Yeah, it would be very simple. Be very simple. Yes, a simpleton.
Yeah, we don't know if it's capable of reasoning. But you know what I mean, Cass? We cannot attach any swinging traps here near the chasm. We would need to do it like here where we have trees.
Yeah.
Maybe let's explore this edge of the jungle a bit further, see what's back there. And let's explore all the terrain.
Good call. Okay, at this point, I
whistle for Kage. Quietly or just walk through the... Just
quietly.
Yeah, I would like to move quietly.
Yeah, same.
So I'm going to whistle Kage to set up Prima, and if she can smell or sense anything large in presence to inform me. So she's going...
Do you want me to roll stealth?
She's going ahead.
Yeah,
that's a 10 for me.
Okay, that's fine. Everybody that wants to move quietly needs to move. Roll a stealth check.
12.
Okay.
I don't know what I just rolled.
Cass, do you want to move quietly with us?
Oh, 21.
Ooh. Well,
nice.
This is my preferred terrain as well. And,
so. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
Tarzan in it.
So you guys are walking through the jungle, and it's not as thick as like the trail. Because there's just a bunch of trees that have been cut down. Through away, and you don't really see anything right away.
Kage's about 60 feet from.
So, yeah, not yet. You guys would have to move farther in to find anything.
Yeah, let's do that. See, Cass, something like that. There are two trees here. If we could bind a tree log on them, and then the Cyclops stands here and he's being pushed
and we do
from this
trap
inside there.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to say, yeah. But I don't think you guys will be able to get a tree up in between those two trees.
That's where I thought your magic might come in handy. Do you think you could do it?
I don't have anything to lift that heavy of an object.
Well, we will find a way. Now let's just explore it a bit.
Okay, so starts to gets about to hear and starts making a noise to you.
Yeah.
Cass, to come over and like she just found something.
Okay, so I'm moving through the trees and I'm making my way over.
Yeah, so once you get to Kage, it's a giant footprint that leads off to the northwest. So like this direction. And then up.
Okay, guys, got a footprint here.
Can I tell if can we tell if the footprint is recent or fresh?
Yeah, it does. It does look pretty recent.
Then I would like to crouch down and try to get its scent.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
You do.
Can Kage smell it as well?
Catch a scent. Yeah, Kage can smell it now too. And
let's follow it.
It follows you. It takes you. The first place it takes you is to like over here. To the west farther. It takes you west. And
I'm thinking it should have a lair. Maybe we can set the lair with traps.
So it takes you to a like pond, a fairly large pond. And then the scent goes away, but you see a footprint that leads north.
From here?
Yes.
All right, let's follow it for now and see where it leads. Like, I would try to constantly sniff and try to get the scent again, if possible.
I'm following Kage. Kage can pretty much smell it, right?
You do not pick up a scent again, but you still see footprints. And maybe it washed like
itself in the pond.
It went like here to the north and then went off to the east a bit and kind of followed the east and then continued up north again. Everybody make another stealth roll for me.
Yes.
That's 19.
18.
Okay. 15. Okay.
So can I make a perception check with Kage?
If
she can smell the...
You want those roll stealth too?
Roll a perception. Yeah, did you roll stealth again?
Yeah, I got an 18.
Oh, there it is.
Under my 21.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she gets 21.
Nice.
Yeah, she gives you a signal of being frightened.
Oh. Estan, Catherine, stop.
What is it?
Kage's picked up something. She's a little bit scared. She doesn't want to go any further. I think we're close.
This is just the scouting part of it. We do not want to fight with it right now.
Exactly.
We cannot.
So it is. She is looking north. Looks like more northeast than from here. She doesn't.
If we can spot it, good. If we can find its lair, good. But if it should attack us, run.
Can I climb this tree and get to the top to see if I can see any descending features from ahead?
Yeah, give me an athletics check.
Acrobatics or athletics?
Athletics, you're climbing. It's a strength check.
Okay. Do you want to give me the 20? I am proficient in it.
I mean, I'll give you the proficiency because you're in the jungle and that's your...
I think that wouldn't have been the first... tree he would have climbed.
Yeah.
So you get to the top of the tree and you see some giant rocks
Yeah.
A pond, and you can also see a fire. With some pots and stuff. And I guess, well, technically you'd be able to see all this. So you see two dead bodies in a pool of blood up against some rocks, some big ass rocks that are in like a formation. A curving formation.
I can just see the top of the fire, but I can't see anything to the left of it now.
Yeah.
Because the rocks are in the way.
Yeah, because these there are some giant boulders right in front of you guys that are blocking anything you'd be able to see.
Kaz, what do your eyes see?
So I'm gonna slide back down the tree. Okay.
Give me another athletics check for climbing down.
Uh oh.
I did, but it didn't. Oh.
16. Yeah, you're fine.
So
I'm giving you advantage because this is your provide.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like your environment. Preferred environment.
So
what did you spot?
About 150 to 200 feet north as a campfire. Very large campfire. Very large campfire.
That's got to be its lair, or at least very close to it.
Can't see any more to the left. Can just see that it looks like something around the campfire. Like a big pot or something. I'm not even sure what it is. It's just a huge like thing. And there's some bodies. Do I see them?
Yeah, you saw the bodies.
Okay. So there's some bodies as well, laid against a rock.
Too far away for you to tell if they were like alive or dead.
Yeah.
But you did see like two humans sitting up against a rock.
And then to the left of the fire, I cannot see. There are some rocks in the way, but it looks like it sort of goes into like a cove, like an alcove, possibly a cave. I don't know. Can't see that far. That's got to be it, right?
That's got to be a lair of some kind. I suggest I could try to climb these boulders here and like crouch there and have a look over the peak of it to see what's back here.
I would say no, not until we've made the traps. As soon as we've got a way to be able to deal with this thing in some form of way, doesn't need to be effective, can just slow it down. If this thing charges at us now, we don't stand a chance. We're dead. We're no better than those workers.
Right, that's what I've also said. But I need to see it. I need to see it to make sure at some point. Maybe I can also try to sneak up on this edge here. But we need to make certain that is its lair.
I'm so to say,
to place the traps effectively, you know?
Guys, I'm so to say or ask this, but are you always trying to solve your problems with violence?
Who said anything about violence?
You are speaking like you want to kill this without trying to at least talk to it as well.
No, I definitely want to kill it. That's my job. But I want to scout ahead first.
But what if there's a peaceful solution?
You're aware it's killed dozens of people, right?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if it's reasonable. But even so, we're not getting paid for leave peacefully.
We're getting paid for solving the problem that is plaguing the people trying to build a bridge. If we solve the problem by letting this guy live and him not attacking the bridge being built, it still solves the problem.
I get what you want, what you're saying, but if I remember correctly, the King of Evercroft wanted us to show him a trophy if we come back to fulfill the contract. I don't think solving it would, if we send it off to, for example, like to another village where it can cause terror, I don't think that solves the problem.
I'm not asking us to send it off to another village.
Okay.
What do you think?
Estan? So, Catherine, if you'd like to walk up there, knock on his door and say, excuse me, Mr. Cyclops, can you please leave these workers alone and go elsewhere?
I have means to talk to Edward Nutt when I'm not inside of its place.
He means what? His message cantrip.
Yes, but you don't know that.
No, I was just telling you that out of character.
Yes.
I have no idea what you're talking about when you're saying this.
Yeah.
Cass is like, what?
Essen also has no idea of the higher magic.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, Cass. I can speak with it through its mind.
Okay.
Can you explain that a little bit?
I will cast message to Cass like this. Oh. You hear a message in your head. Of my voice.
Without don't see my lips
you,
moving.
Yeah, without my lips moving. You just hear it inside your head.
Cass is just like confused. He's trying to work it out in his head. It's like loads of like numbers and hieroglyphs are popping up in front of his eyes. He doesn't know what's going on right now. He's like, what? What? But you...
I don't know anything about the higher magic, but I know that we have to kill it one way or another.
If that's what you have to do, I guess diplomatic is out of the question.
But first we need to at least see it.
But your lips didn't move.
Cass, shut the fuck up.
That's magic, Cass. Sometimes it can feel unnatural. It's still a bit oblivious to me as well.
She spoke to me, but she didn't speak to me.
Yes, as I said, that's magic. More magic than I can ever do. Sorceresses can do a lot of stuff.
You have seen me create fire from my fingertips, right, Cass?
Yeah, I've seen you do that. I've seen someone do that before, previously. That just looked like it was like a parlor trick. That I've seen people do, like they breathe fire. They have like a showing in Evercroft. They have like a carnival, and there's like fire breathers and stuff. I thought it was just
something
that.
That's something else.
The arcane is a pathway to many abilities, some consider to be unnatural.
Okay, this is getting confusing. It's not really getting us anywhere.
And as you guys are talking, you hear a loud groaning sound, and then you hear a doom. Doom.
This is coming towards us.
Doom.
I suggest you hide behind the tree.
Hide.
It doesn't
hide.
Sound like it's coming towards you, but you definitely can hear something large moving. Coming from the north.
Guys, we need to see it at some point.
I'm gonna hide behind a tree.
Okay.
Can I climb this tree again and see if I can see it?
Yeah, roll an athletics check.
This is gonna go bad, guys. Just saying. Three in a row.
The tree, it's been raining for a while now, and the tree, you just can't get a good grasp on it, and you can't make it up higher than like.
Can I roll stealth and scout ahead?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. 16.
Go ahead and scout ahead.
All right. You guys stay here. If anything goes wrong, just run back to the work site.
That worked for them workers, didn't it?
Okay, so you start making your way up. Do you want to climb the boulders or do you
want
to look?
Yeah, I want to go like to the edge of here and press myself against the wall and try to have a look at the rest of the camp.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely could do that with a 16. And you see a ginormous cyclops. He's like getting out of his what you presume to be like a hay sack bed. It's just a bunch of hay. And he like comes walking over here and you hear a doom, doom. I mean, it like shakes the ground and then he like sits down like right here in front of the fire.
And he, Essen slowly walks back to the others. I was right. It is a cyclops. He's standing, he's sitting at the fire. This is his lair.
How do we kill a cyclops?
As I said...
Sorry. Catherine.
So...
Let's go your way. How do we deal with the Cyclops?
How far is it?
How far
away is it?
You mean the lair?
50 feet.
No. Yeah, about... What?
The creature. The Cyclops. How far away is it from us right now?
From us now, about 200 feet?
Yeah.
Wait, let me judge 200. It.
Yes, yeah, about 150 to 200.
Yeah, about 200 feet from us.
Cup that I need to get a little bit closer.
What are you trying to do?
Let's just
speak to it.
Let's see how this plans out, Estanis.
All right. All right.
Let's see where this is going.
I will slowly move up to around 120 feet in whatever direction it might be sitting in.
Okay.
And then cast message in that direction. It has a DC of 12, so it needs to be a...
If it makes the DC, this is going to be a...
There's no rule in it.
There is.
Wisdom save?
There's nothing to roll.
Maybe not, actually. You point a finger towards a creature within range. Yeah, never mind. It's just...
There's no roll.
It delivers the message.
Okay, what do you want the message to say?
Why are you here? What do you want?
And
I can only say so many lines of what.
the camera kind of like pans over to the Cyclops and he's like looking at the fire and he looks up and he's like, huh?
It can reply to the message, like when it's thinking that when the thoughts are coming through, it will reply to the message. So
well, you don't get a response back. I'll just tell you right now, it's too dumb.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's too dumb to reply back. It doesn't really know how to speak like common language or really any language. It's too dumb. And then he just goes back to sitting at the fire or looking into the fire.
I will hide behind a tree.
Okay.
So I will sneak. Use sneak. Or at least try to sneak. Or stealth. So that's a 19.
That's good.
And then I will cast Dancing Light at the entrance of the... So, over this place.
Okay, no, it's all right. It's all right. Let's try it.
Which is... Actually, it's 4 torch sides light.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. four balls of light will appear over there.
Dancing. Where, exactly?
Hovering over around, like, here, where I can see.
He wants to test how it reacts.
It's too focused on the fire to
great
see your lights.
Stupid ass motherfucking thing.
It's only got one eye, okay? It's not his fault.
Can I see the bodies?
Yeah.
You can tell reanimate corpse, I swear to God.
I don't have that.
Do the old squirrel trick.
Do the old squirrel trick.
There you go.
I will move a little bit closer.
Okay, I'm not going to make you roll another stuff.
That was a great episode.
And then cast Fireball at the guys. What? Or at the rocks.
That took a turn.
Okay.
I want to see how it's reacting.
You don't need to roll.
I'm just casting Fireball over there.
I get that.
Yeah, he sees it and is like, huh? And like gets up and starts to move like doom, doom, doom. You hear each footstep and he goes over to the bodies and like picks up one by the leg and like shakes it a little bit and then drops it down and then goes sit back down to the fire.
Okay. But now I have seen it as well.
Yes. Yeah, that's all right.
Have we seen it since it walked up to the bodies?
From where you're at, Cass, yeah, you saw it.
Okay.
But I mean, I get what she's trying. Trying to provoke a bit of behavior for her to study it. Just not a bad idea.
Well,
so,
it's dumb as bricks.
But it's annoyed by noise. Do you have anything to be able to make loud noises elsewhere other than here?
Yes.
If we can make a loud noise and attract it to that, then we can use that as a trap. Like, we've all seen the size of this thing. We have no way of dealing with that humanely.
No.
We're not going to be able to tie it up and drag it out of here. That's not going to happen.
It also doesn't seem to be able to, like, reason.
It doesn't comprehend the lights you made. All it knows is, like, brute force. You threw a fireball bolt at those bodies. Okay, If they were dead, they are now. and this thing just picked it up and swung around like a ragdoll to check if it was what went on, and then put it back down and just went to do its own thing. So it's not phased about that. We have to try and either get it aggroed on us or have it move out of there by something. And the only thing we know that distracts it is loud noise, which is from the workers. It's the only thing that makes it move.
I'm also thinking, I've seen big, large haystacks that I presume it sleeps in. Maybe we can sneak up on it on night and set the hay on fire.
Oh, that's my speciality.
Though it wouldn't kill him, it would...
piss him off.
Piss him off and make it uneasy, you know? Maybe it does a little damage to him if he notices it late.
Okay, let me just throw this out there. I like the idea, but if I'm laid in bed and someone sets fire to my bed, things are getting fucking smashed, okay? I'm going berserk. I don't want that thing to start raging through this forest.
If we want to kill it at some point, it will rage when it gets close to death. But I get what you mean, not that it rages from the very start.
Is it male? Can you tell?
Yes.
So it looks male, yeah?
Yes.
So chances are... Okay. I don't know about witches, but because you said your body's different. But when I get hit in the nuts, that's me game over. That's hard enough and I'm down for the count.
Yeah, that only works if it's a male.
It is a male. Would I know if they have, like, genitals?
That's a weird thing to ask, but
it's a weird thing to ask your god, but yes, they have genitals.
We just found the title of this episode. Does it have genitals?
So it's balls and its eyes are his weaknesses.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so if we hit the giant in the testicles really hard, he is gonna be like down for the count. He's not gonna be able to, because it hurts me. He's 10 times, well, he's 100 times the size of me. It's going to hurt him 100 times worse, I'm presuming. If we hit him hard enough in the testicles, he may pass out. If that happens, you can literally stab him
in the eye.
Yeah, you stab him in the eyeball with your sword. Okay.
So, what are we doing?
We're going to hit it in the testicles.
Dark long enough. What are we doing?
I think.
I have a plan, but they're not going to like it.
Tell us. Go ahead.
Use you guys as bait. Okay. I create an illusion / using my dancing light to form an image of a person. And you just need to get the fuck out of there so it follows these lights instead of you off the cliff.
But we know it doesn't like following the lights.
No, it never saw the lights.
Didn't see it.
That's a very good point.
True.
I'll tell you that on.
But it's quite.
It did not see it.
But it's quite a far way off back to the cliffs.
Yes, that's why.
Well, that's not that far. It's around here.
That's also why you guys can set up your traps through the jungle. We need to piss this thing off so it comes running after you, and whenever it sees movement, it needs to go after that movement.
Yeah, so where are we placing the traps?
That is up to you. I have no idea about traps. That is your expertise, I'm guessing, Cass.
Yeah. The traps need to be large in size, so we need time to be able to do it. And we need to do it in a quiet manner so it's not aggroed on us. So it doesn't come towards the noise to investigate. The traps, however, are a little bit different. So we're going to try and hit it in the eye or in the testicles.
So, DM, maybe to speed this up a bit, mechanically, how would it work for us to create these traps and place it and get everything going now?
Due to the size of this creature, it would take you far too long to dig any kind of hole trap.
Yes.
I'll tell you that straight up.
Mm.
If you're trying to make traps that just make it mad but not necessarily do damage, that wouldn't take too long. That'd be like setting some branches up to, if it runs past a tree, it trips like a rope and then the branches smack it in its face. Might not do damage, but it'll piss it off.
But I also might think it would be good for us to attack it in its lair. Like if you look at the lair for a second, I might be thinking about that Aston goes in for a traditional fight, trying to avoid its attacks and attacking at it with his silver sword as best he can. And you are going on these boulders, opposite yep. side. Then you're in you have the high ground, and he needs to choose which one to go after while he is being busy with me on the ground.
Tell you that the boulders are taller than what the giant can reach. He would have to like climb, not like make a very long climb. It'd be like one hand up, pull up, one hand pull up, and then he would be at the top of the boulder. But just by standing next to it, he could not reach to the top of the boulder.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You would be safe there and can do damage from range.
Ceramic.
Hmm.
Yes. I need to speak with you about something.
Okay. Does it need to be private?
It doesn't have to, but... Nah, fuck it. It doesn't have to.
Okay. What do you want
to
do?
So, when I go boom...
Oh, yeah, okay.
How big of a boom do I go?
I was thinking like a 20 to 30 foot radius.
Yes. That right? goes like boom, boom.
Yeah.
But will also damage myself. I know that.
Yes.
Yes. Mm.
That's okay. A mechanic we don't know about yet.
No, you no. guys don't know about
it. Yeah, that's
say
what
like
I figured.
20 to 30 foot radius.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
But okay. Do you guys get what I want to do? That
yes,
Aston goes in the danger zone and you are safe up there?
If you yeah. can move, then yes, I'm okay with this. If you can okay. avoid, if you can't avoid, one hit pretty much is a KO for you, my dude.
I guess with my training, I can do it. Or at least try it.
I hope so.
Jeez.
Oh, shit. Aha! I can touch people with it. That's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So should we do it like that? Doing?
No well, traps. To that's going to take too much time.
You're wearing yeah. armor.
Traps would take a long time to do.
So.
And it's already like 5 to 6. Like, and it's still raining, so it's kind of yeah. dark out at this
so,
point.
So you guys need to get on. So like Catherine would be on this boulder.
I'd be on the
Cass
other side.
Cass would need to go all around yeah, and go on like this side of the boulder and I go in there.
Actually, why the fuck do I have mage armor when... Oh, never mind.
Okay, let's do that.
Yep, let's do okay. that. Otherwise, the session will take forever planning.
Yep.
Okay, I'll try to sneak
before
up.
Before anybody does anything, I need to go pee before this happens.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'll tell you right now, if it is an encounter, it's going to take a while. Unless you guys all die.
This is very possible.
How long do you have, Merrick?
I have about... I could push half an hour.
Yeah, but I don't think this encounter is going to be done in half an hour.
Well, we don't know. We might have a random ending in it. I can probably go a bit longer. Oh, man. Why did I... Does it have testicles? What kind of a question was that?
I don't know.
That was for Witcher as well. The sane one of the group.
Are you calling me like crazy?
You're unhinged.
Fuck you.
Love you too.
My character's completely sane compared to others that don't bathe.
Hey. Hey. Okay. He does on special occasions.
So every once in a blue moon?
Once every month.
Or is it even rarer than that?
It's once every month.
Well, I didn't imagine if I would have asked if its testicles can grow or decrease in size, like in Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
Horse testicles.
Yeah. I don't know why my brain just went to, oh, is it a male? Then it has testicles.
It's a good idea, I mean.
I've never thought about hitting a cyclops. I don't think I've ever said that sentence in my life. Let's hit a cyclops in the testicles.
Have you seen the bear that plays with a rope and then gets smacked in the testicles?
Yes, I have seen that.
I just hope I won't get.
So technically, every single creature that can hits in the balls will be down for the count.
I just hope I won't be downed in an instant hit.
Yeah, that's my only worry. We have no way of getting you out of there.
I doubt Ceramic will create an encounter that can kill any of us in one hit.
Yeah.
Probably me, but yeah.
If he got a natural 20, then you would probably be downed.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I was just thinking that I hope I won't be instant smashed by the first hit.
No, I don't think you will be.
But yeah. Get some nice music done.
I will say it's a hard encounter, but not impossible.
Right.
Listen, because DM doesn't like to craft encounters that is impossible for the player to win.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
That's no fun.
And your guys' jobs are throw everything at it, like blast from all holes, from all barrels. You're the damage carriers here. I'm just there to keep it occupied.
Too bad I need to touch it to do my burning hands, but...
I'm sure you have even better spells.
So?
Yeah, which I can cast 2 times. That's it.
Okay, let's go.
What are we doing?
So I'll try and crawling up on the rocks. Okay,
so I need Cass and Katrin to make 2 rolls for me. That is... 2 athletics and 2 stealth checks.
Can I do acrobatics instead, please?
Fine.
Can I do acrobatics as well, then?
Sure.
That's an 8 on stealth and 11 on acrobatics. I am fucked.
I guess 22 on stealth because I'm in the jungle.
Also, I think it's dark, so should we all get advantage on climbing. Stealth?
17.
Since it's so dumb.
It's not that dumb.
No, but you are fine because of the creature you are facing against. So,
Katrin is like here and Cass like over here or something.
I would say, Katrin, you do make it up on the rocks, but it takes you a little bit.
Yeah,
it takes you a little bit.
Let me check. Let me check my potions. I have Quen. I have Quen.
So me and Kage are sitting on top of this rock. We're literally staring from behind this fire. Literally, can just peek over the fire to this giant. He's like lost gazing.
Yeah, like if you guys got on top of the rock and then laid down, there'd be no way for him to see you.
Yeah, that's what me and Kage are doing. He's army crawling next to me.
Army crawling fox.
Yeah, an army crawling fox next to me. Yeah.
Adorable. Okay. Well.
Good luck, Hestan.
You can't send him a message. I'm too far away from him. So
okay,
I'm waiting for him to get into position.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 second. I need to...
We're all waiting on Hestan to basically go balls deep on the giant.
Didn't add all this stuff to it.
Do we roll initiative now?
Yeah, might as well.
Would we get a surprise round?
Yeah, I'll give you guys a surprise, but everybody just roll initiative.
It's a 7.
A 16, that's and it's high. Minus 2 for the Cyclops.
No. Oh, which deck sucks then? Good to know.
Oh. Most of his stats, yes.
That's a lucky thing.
Natural 20.
You get to do a dodge action before the thing hits you.
Yeah, which I need to do, I think. The dodge
every
action
single
will
time.
Be.
Yep.
Okay. What are we doing? We're starting off with Dustin for our surprise round, and we'll go Katrin, then Cass, and then the round will actually start.
Well, I'm waiting for Eston to get into position.
I'm waiting for Eston. Kage's
if
put
you're
a paw over
up
her
to
eyes.
Him, I need a stealth roll from you, Eston.
Kage's put her paw over her eyes.
Oh my god! Watch.
No way, you got natural 20. Oh
got to, no, well, he did if he would have got, but 16 is enough. 16 is enough to do what you want to do, stealth.
Right. I sneak up on it. Is it like lying or sitting?
It's sitting. Crisscross with its back towards.
Crisscross applesauce.
Oh, God. I've never faced such a foe.
You see a giant, giant human thing sitting there before you. You have to, look up, and if you're standing right next to it, you have to bend your back to see the rest of the top. That's how big it is.
You're about as big as his fingernail.
Yeah, pretty much. Or a finger, we'll say.
You're saying good luck getting this head off it.
Didn't think of that.
I'm now thinking, oh no, I couldn't have jumped from the boulder on top of it.
No, it's sitting too far away, I think.
Well, yeah. I guess there's no good way to start this.
I have a good way to start this.
Just shout at it.
Yeah, I cut it. I attack it once with my silver sword, and then take a dodge action.
It just itches and goes.
If you're right next to it, I'm not even gonna make you roll to hit because it's sitting there and you've snuck up on it. So just roll for damage.
11.
And the battle begins. You shove your sword in the bottom of its foot, and it goes in. And you all hear a roar that just rumbles the ground. And, Katrin, it's your surprise attack round.
Three throttling rays, 16 to hit, 11 to hit. Wow.
Two of them hit.
At least two of them hit.
Oh, he has bad AC. That's good.
That's a 5 and an 8.
Okay, so...
Oh, no mind. It's an 6 and an 8. There's a natural 1 in one of those dice, and I re-rolled them to a 2.
Okay.
So it's a 6 and 8.
All right.
You can re-roll individual damage rolls?
I re-roll every single 1 to a 2.
Okay.
Due to my elemental adapted.
Okay, all right, so you conjure up 3 firebolts and shoot them above your head and then start throwing them. And the first two smack in the back of his head and his hair kind of singes up a bit. And that is your turn. And then Cass, surprise round.
Okay. You ready for this? So I'd like to cast Hail of Thorns on Arrow. And I would like to use sharpshooter to let loose the arrow. I'm guessing this thing is its head is bigger than 5 feet.
It's huge.
So this eye is going to take the full brunt of all these thorns. If I hit, this is with sharpshooter.
An 11 hit.
Oh my god!
Yeah, you definitely
so
hit.
Ooh, that's another 10 to the damage. Ooh.
So that's 17 damage and hail of thorns. Hail of thorns. So that's another 8 on top of that.
So 18? Or no, it'd be
17 with 20, an 8. 25?
Sure.
Hail of thorns is.
Okay, so you pull out an arrow and whisper your spell onto the arrow and place it in your bow, notch it, pull it back, release it, and it shoots straight into his forehead.
I was aiming for the eye.
Yeah, I know, but you hit it in his forehead. Armor class is a little higher for that, so. And yeah, all these thorns appear above its head and come crashing down on it. And screeches out in pain. And you did how much? 25 points?
25 damage with an arrow. Yeah. I'll take it.
I have no idea of its hit points.
Yep.
Nope. Hey. But I'm guessing it's a lot.
Aston, it's your turn.
Dodge, action, dodge, action, dodge, yeah, action.
I need to. He will take the dodge action. And prepare himself to get the fuck out of the way when that fist comes or something. Or maybe he goes for his club. Or maybe that's also a possibility. But yeah, he will take the dodge action.
Okay.
It is the Cyclops' turn, and he is gonna... He doesn't see any of you yet. He looks around, but you are all too small for to his big, large size that he doesn't see. He knows he's getting attacked, so he's going to actually stand up now and move over, and he grabs his club.
You do get and a then, reaction.
Like, moves. Yeah, you I do. Yeah, and then he like moves back and is still looking around for you guys, but can't see you because he rolled a 9 on his perception.
15 slashing
you
damage. Hit.
Oh my god! As he gets up, you like see his pinky toe and like spin your sword around and come down and cut off his pinky toe.
Oh my god! He is.
You well, remember the that's... giant toe from Skyrim? I have it now.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
All right.
Okay. That's the Cyclops' turn.
Got your toe.
Well, it's my last Scotch and Grey. I will do three. Oh, well, a Scotch and Grey again. So three Scotch and Greys coming up. 10 okay. Doesn't hit, I guess. That's a 9. Fuck my life. And that's an 18. At least one of them hit.
So actually all three hit.
What?
what? Yeah, you conjure up three fireballs and like throw them up above your head in an arc.
I mean,
and,
he
like,
is hard to miss.
And
six you, again. Six you damage.
Hit one hits him in the chest. The other hits him in like the adjacent side of his chest. And then the third one hits him in his stomach.
Okay, so that's 6 damage to start with.
Okay.
That's 7 damage and okay. 17 damage, I mean, and then now it's 24 damage.
Okay. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, fire.
Okay. You hit him and he screeches out in pain and then he sees you. Oh, but it's shit. Not his turn. Cass, it's your turn.
How is he positioned right now? I'm guessing he has his back to me.
He's got his back turned to you.
He's been hit in the stomach. Is he lurched over?
No.
Okay. What is he wearing?
Like a cloth.
Just a cloth?
Yeah.
Like
that? Just literally, that's it. Just a cloth over his junk.
Just dangling over the front?
Yep.
So from the back, I can see it?
Probably, if you wanted to look.
I'm going to notch an arrow. And I'm going to aim for his testicles.
Okay, this is going to be a really hard hit, but
I'm aware it's going to be probably like a 20 something, right? Well, I'm not going to use sharpshooter. I'm
just gonna... You're still going to hit him, though. Even if you should have used sharpshooter, just saying.
Please tell me that's on advantage.
No, it's not.
It's not on advantage, but yeah, you hit.
Oh, my balls!
Yeah. So roll damage.
Sorry, I'm too busy celebrating. I just shot an arrow.
Yeah, so
9 damage. Not sure.
That's 8 without the critical.
Oh yes, an 8.
So you notch an arrow and you fire it away and it hits him in his left testicle and he goes, oh! And you can see him like he's in a lot of pain from that. And takes 8 damage.
Can I do psychological damage to him as well?
Psychic damage. It's
too dumb. Too dumb. That wouldn't work on him. But all right, Aston, it is your turn.
So another thing I've been thinking about, how difficult would it be for me to climb on his back?
I give you disadvantage because he's not wearing any armor or anything like that. It's just skin in that cloth with like a rope around it to keep it up.
Can I hang on to his testicles?
And if you can make it up his leg, it's going to take you a couple turns, but you could try.
Oh, God, no. For now, I will again take the dodge action to see where he goes from on now.
Well, he's only spotted me so far.
Yeah, if he goes for me or if he goes for Catherine or...
Did he clench his testicles right now?
You're not...
So it's the Cyclops' turn, and he's gonna.
Yeah, I'll take the dodge action if I haven't said it.
Yeah, no, you did. He's gonna pick up one of the big rocks that makes the fire pit and throw it at you.
I didn't thought of that. Shit.
So make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, great.
That's a 15.
Yeah, no, you save. So you don't take any damage, but you see him bend over and he picks up this big boulder and hurls it at you. And as it hits right where you're at, it like explodes apart and you kind of like duck down, and all the debris, like you might get hit by a few like small parts of it, but nothing to hurt you at all.
I guess it would be pretty difficult for him to, because he would need to throw towards the higher ground.
Yeah.
So he would need to throw it up and it's some cover there.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's his turn.
Okay.
It's your turn, Katrin.
So
you just had a giant boulder thrown at you.
Yes. I will make use of my meta magic and use what was it? Quicken spell again. So I can take one of my spells, takes an action to go down to a bonus action instead.
Okay.
So I would like to cast Dancing Light and form it into a person or a humanoid figure, which is a humanoid form.
Yeah.
Size, and place it around with or up with me and move it away from me.
Okay. Yeah.
So he can see it.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I would like to cast Firebolt at him the moment this Dancing Light is moving as well. So it looks like the Dancing Light is casting the Firebolt.
Do you want the Dancing Lights to move left of you or right of you?
Right of me.
Okay.
So down this way.
Okay.
And before it start moving, I will cast Firebolt through it. So it looks like the Firebolt is coming from that thing.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, roll to hit. Yeah, you do hit.
Oof.
You conjure up a firebolt and then send it, and it hits him right in his face.
And that is a 2.
And
God damn it.
You do 2 points of damage.
Well, it's better than 1.
Yes, it is.
True. True. Everything matters now.
Cass, it's your turn. Still got his back turned to you.
Do I still...
Not another testicle shot.
Yes, another testicle shot. If I still see them, that is.
I'm going to say no, you don't.
Okay, that's fair. I'll only get the one. That's I'll be milking it a little bit. So is his back towards me still?
Yeah.
I would like to try and shoot him in the knee, behind the knee.
Behind the knee, okay.
On his left side, using sharpshooter.
Okay.
I clicked on sharpshooter, not on my attack.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Ooh.
You hit.
And that's 7. Do I hit out? Is that with the crit or not? No.
It's 17.
17 damage to the back of his knee with a
sharpshooter. Yeah.
I have one question.
Hmm.
What do you do for having the high ground? Technically, me and Merit has the high ground, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Obi-Wan beat Anakin with a high ground, so...
Mm. But are you asking if you get advantage or not?
I'm just asking if you do anything for it.
It's up to you. No, not really.
It's okay.
I mean, it's a pretty fair fight with both sides of him on the high ground, so...
Yeah.
If it was one of us, then maybe it'd be different. Well,
yeah. He still didn't hit. We will see true. If it's fair.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He hasn't hit anybody yet.
Well, he only spotted me because nobody else is.
So you send off and you just get it right in the sweet spot. And he grabs the back of his knee and screams out in pain and takes 17 damage. Nice.
So can I just quickly say real quick, like a theory, not saying that it's going to happen or not. I'm basically trying to bring him to the ground so you get a strike at his eye.
Yeah, I think we, again, have the same idea. I think
we're always on the same page, me and you, which is really scary.
Yeah,
just shooting him.
Mike, I know that you do locational damage to the enemies. So if we, like...
do.
You know the Achilles...
I was going to say
Achilles
that earlier.
Tendon?
Yeah, the Achilles tendons. If we cut those, we can cripple him. Let's do it like that.
Build him a big wheelchair, dude.
Let's all focus on bringing him down with the Achilles tendons.
Yeah, sure. I'll try with fire.
Good, good. Yeah.
No, I will not.
Why not?
Because he's looking at me. How the fuck am I able to hit?
Oh yeah, right. That's right.
At this point, we're shouting at each other, right?
It's your turn. You're yes, like right next to his Achilles tendon.
I will cut it.
Okay.
22.
You guys with the fucking high rolls and me rolling eights.
A Witcher sword is sharp, let me tell you.
Yeah, so you like do like a around the head and slice it right through his Achilles tendon. And you cut him good, but it doesn't seem to affect him yet.
Yeah, I don't know how many hits it would take for it to really cut through.
It's probably
it.
Like cutting a tree. It's going to be thick.
Yeah.
Probably like 3 to 5, I'd
but
say.
But you made a good gash. Like, it's definitely bleeding.
And I will back up a bit just to see what he's doing. No and, dodge action. Yeah. I feel unsure, unsafe.
You don't take attacks of opportunity,
no,
right?
Because of mobile.
Yes, that's what I thought. Wow. So after he feels his Achilles tendon get cut, he looks down and sees you running away and then comes after you.
Oh. Yes.
And he is going to use his club. Yeah. And he's going to raise it above his head and bring it straight down.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
That's one flat Twitcher.
A 16 hit?
Yes, it does.
Oh, no. Okay. So he brings it straight down and it hammers you into the ground. Take 13 bludgeoning damage.
Yep, took it.
Okay. And that's his turn. Katrin, his back is turned to you now.
Oh, well, great. I will do a firebolt at his Achilles heel, apparently. That's a 22 hit.
Yeah, you hit.
And that's 4 damage.
Are you trying to attack the leg that's already been attacked?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so you conjure up a firebolt and send it off. It flies through the air and hits, like, perfectly in the cut, but it kind of cauterizes the cut more than anything.
Oh, well.
It doesn't do too much damage.
Still do something.
Okay.
And yeah. Actually, oh. I will move my dancing glide over almost down the rocks.
Okay.
Brave. Oh, I'm shit. Staying on this rock, boy.
Oh, that's... yeah. Cass, it's your turn.
Sharpshooter, I'm going to go through the same knee I shot him before.
Okay.
His left knee, but kind of like through the side of his knee, but where obviously you got the tendons at the back of your
where
knee.
Where the tendons are, yeah.
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 I'm going to try to go through them with an arrow.
You'd only be able to see like the side of his knee because it's like this right now.
I can only see the left side of him now. So it would kind of shoot down, sort of like top of his knee, go through, hopefully to try and go deep into it. So with sharpshooter, that's a 16.
Minus
I got to take 11. Off 5.
You,
that's an
you
11.
Still hit. No, you still hit. I've been doing it.
So that's 22.
I've been hitting with 8, so...
I think you can always attack with sharpshooter and be pretty sure to hit.
Yeah.
It has such low AC.
That's a 22.
Wow. Yeah. You shoot and you see your arrow go like crisscross from your last arrow and stick. You can see the arrowhead like going through like right next to his kneecap and then out the back. And it kind of stumbles to the left.
I'm going to keep working on his knee, boy.
Yeah, good. You do good damage.
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, what's this?
It is Esten. It's your turn.
I can take many of these hits. I drink another swallow potion.
Okay.
It heals me for 1d6 plus constitution modifier. So plus 6. That's good.
Nice.
And dodge action or not.
Well, you did see the club. It was a 16 and 19 to hit.
Yeah, it has a plus 6 to hit.
Yeah.
I still can't get over the fact I shot open the balls.
No, I will... try... Can I attack the same spot where Cass shot the knee tendons?
That's too high, but you could attack the leg, the same leg.
Yeah, I would like to try that.
Okay.
With the silver sword. 18.
Yep.
11.
Yeah, so you like go towards the front and you do like a dash with your like sword with the blade coming out to the side, and you like dash through the front side of the same leg that Cass has been attacking, and you get a really nice gash through the front part of it, and it like stumbles to a knee on that side.
Okay.
So it's down on its left knee.
Yeah.
Keep working on it. And that's his turn. Yes. Oh boy.
It's the Cyclops'
turn. I have an idea next. I'll see if this.
Okay, good.
It's gonna pick up a rock from the fire pit and throw it at you, Esten. So make a dexterity saving throw.
19.
You save. The rock comes flying in, and you like jump to the left, and it crashes right where you were standing, and makes like a small little crater as it comes to a stop. And that's its turn. Katrin.
I would like to move the dancing light in front of it so it can see, definitely see it.
Okay.
So moving it over here, something like that.
Okay.
And then I will cast Firebolt.
Yeah, I definitely can take all the
aggro. And that's a two damage.
Jesus.
Two damage. Christ.
You conjure up a firebolt, but you hit it in like the thickest part of its back, and it doesn't even really hardly feel it.
Two damage.
Okay.
Still, everything matters.
Yes.
All damage adds up.
I guess it's your turn.
So,
come on, do the knee again.
Katrin burned his ear, his hair, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Can I see his ear?
Yeah, you can see its left ear, sort of.
It's still
behind some ear, but you can see where it's at, yeah.
I would like to try and shoot an arrow into its ear.
Okay.
On its left side again. So it's down on the left knee, and I want to try and shoot an arrow into its ear.
Okay.
Using sharpshooter. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you hit.
Nice.
That's a 15 damage for an arrow into its ear.
Yeah, so you send off an arrow, and it goes perfectly into the side of its ear, and it takes a hold of its left side of its head, and it's effectively deaf now on the left side.
So
any stealth checks or movements, I'm just going to give to you instead of making
Would it impose disadvantage on his swing since he's got a big club and he's only got one hand now because his other hand's on his ear? And he's on the knee.
I don't think so. It's just on a knee. It doesn't mean he can't get up. Yeah.
It's still a club he can use with one hand.
Yeah, okay. It's not. Yeah.
I just thought I'd throw out and see if that's possible.
15, that would be... Okay.
I now have another idea.
Good. Keep it coming, man.
It is your turn.
So what's his position like now?
He's on
down
one
on
knee
the left
right
knee?
Now. Yeah.
Can I attack the right... how's the right leg looking?
Pretty fine.
I cannot reach the left one, can I?
No, I mean, depends on how far your speed movement is.
I mean, I can move. Yeah, I could reach it.
Yeah, you could try. Yeah, go for it.
He does have his left hand against his ear, so.
Yeah, so. Oh, first, don't forget the healing.
Plus you need that.
Four.
You get hit again.
Yeah, I need every single hit point, man.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not even a tank. 17.
Well, you are now.
You hit.
Boom, man.
So, like, good you see your previous cut on his Achilles tendon, and you come, you, like, see it, and you jump and try to bring your whole weight down and try to, like, cut off its leg. You don't cut, or its foot. You don't cut off its foot, but you cut into it deep. Really,
so is the Achilles
really
tendons now...
It would be considered fully cut, yeah.
Okay, so I don't think he will move very far now. And...
Look, pretty light, right? Pretty light.
Bonus action.
Shiny.
So the way I read this... is I need to take a bonus action and it gives me resistance from all damage until I get hit or until my next turn.
What's that for?
It's Quen. It's like this protective shield.
Yeah.
So if I would get hit, I would be resistant to it, and the damage would get halved.
Yeah.
So yeah, right. I cast that okay. If I cannot take the dodge action right now.
Nah, you've already used your action to attack, so.
Yeah. So I'm casting Quen as a bonus action, and that's okay. My turn.
It is the Cyclops' turn, and he's going to try to stand, but falls back down onto his knee, and then he's going to try to grab a hold of you.
No.
Well, it's grapples again. You just roll a strength or a d20 to see if I grab
a hold. I think a d20. How does it work now with Quen? Like, if he would reach me, I would have this shield protecting me.
Yeah.
That help in any way?
It might help you from damage, but not being held.
Okay.
Well, wow. I rolled a 7, so I'm going to say you don't get grappled.
Okay. And, was that his action, or grappling would be an action, would it?
Yeah, it would be. So that's his turn.
Is he doing that with the left or right hand?
He's trying to do that with the left hand.
So his ear is okay, free that now works again. For me.
His ear is free again. It's still got an arrow in it, but he's trying to...
Oh, I'm sure he will have another one pretty soon.
Catherine, he might do, but I have another option.
Okay.
It's your turn.
Yep, give me a sec.
Man, this is going good so far.
Oh, dude, we're dealing good damage here. I didn't think we'd be able to take this.
Fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
Another firebolt. I can't do shit. Anything else? That's a 7 to hit. I guess that's missing.
Miss. Yeah. You send one off trying to hit like the back of its head, and it goes just, it skims like the top of his head.
Yep. And that's my turn.
Okay. Gasket. He's currently reaching forward with his left hand, yeah?
Yeah, he's trying to grab a hold of
leaving his... Would you say this side's open down here? Like his left side, where he's reached over to reach down?
He's like... Yeah, I would say like right under like...
So
right
I'd be where able his to
rib cages are.
From the back through his rib cage, right?
More from the front than the back.
Okay, can I distinctly see ribs?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Where a rib cage would be, you can't see ribs because he's a big dude. Like, he's not.
Yeah. Yes, he's so massive.
Yeah. I would like to see where a rib cage would be. Yeah.
I would like to put an arrow between his ribs into his lung.
Okay.
With sharpshooter.
Okay.
So, ceramic. When grappling, you need to make a grappling attack. So, you need to make an attack action or take an attack action.
Okay.
You don't have to roll the attack, but you have to do a strength check or athletic check. Versus
he rolls strength, so that would be the same, I think. But
versus the target's athletics check. So it's two. So both people get to roll.
Okay. Well, now I know.
The target that's getting grappled can also use acrobatics instead of athletics.
Oh, that is a good thing.
But the grappler can only use athletics.
Okay.
I guess he's strong enough.
Yes.
Okay. Well, send your arrow off, Cass, and let's see if it hits. Yeah, that hits.
Yes.
Are you sure? So I think he 17... has an AC of...
I
hit out of an 8.
Yeah, that goes down to 8. Never mind. I was about to say, are you sure? No, that's 8.
Yeah.
Yep. So his AC is 8 because... Catherine, 7 missed.
Yeah.
And an 8 hit.
So 17 damage, arrow to the lung.
Observation.
Yep. You send your arrow off and it sinks in really deep. And the giant or the cyclop screams out in pain. Yeah.
I have another option next as well.
Yeah, keep it coming, man.
I'm just slowly wheeling him down in loads of different areas.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
Aston.
So yeah, Aston would run to the other side and try to, from his out of the run, cut the other Achilles tendon.
Okay.
This is the point where he says, please stop.
Ooh, 8. I think that barely hits.
Barely hit.
Please stop.
Doing 8.
Yeah, so you don't cut too deep, but you definitely cut his Achilles tendon. And again, you hear another roar and pain.
I'm wondering, with this Quen spell, could I use this Quen also as like the shield spell as a reaction when I get hit?
Ooh.
No, otherwise.
Doesn't it last for a certain amount of time?
Yeah, because that's what was confusing about me. I need to cast it on my turn.
Yes.
So it doesn't work like shield.
No. It says that it has to use it in bonus action, so you cannot use it
until the end of your next turn.
Yeah, right. Then it's a bonus action. Never mind.
Yes, if I do this, you can see one reaction.
Yeah, I know shield. I know shield.
But it's,
I was
it's
just
casting.
Wondering if...
It's
that's all right.
No, yeah, I'd say...
And that's his turn. Oh, wait, another healing. Oh, my God, guys.
Whoa.
Remind me of this.
I don't know which you stop.
Well,
all right, I'm back to full now. Good.
You see pretty lights in front of him.
Yeah, that's okay. That's Essence turn done.
Yeah. He well, actually, hold on. Before I say yeah, he does.
In form of a human.
Right now.
I'm gonna say no, he doesn't.
Fuck.
What was that about?
Lights. He is going to. He's going to pick up another rock and throw it at you.
Who?
Esten.
Oh.
No.
So make a dexterity saving throw.
Yes.
God damn.
Oh my God.
You save. Another giant boulder comes flying at you, and you see it coming, and you jump out of the way at the last second. The boulder crashes right where you were standing. And that's his turn. Katrin.
Oh, suck this, God damn it. I will make my way down the cliff.
Okay.
Oh no.
Make an acrobatics check.
Oh no.
Nobody's rolled a one yet.
That's a 10.
Damn it, Katrin.
What are you doing?
It takes you some time. Like, I'm not gonna, like, it's by the end of your next turn, you make it to the ground.
Okay. Well,
you know that he could one hit kill you.
No, he cannot.
Yeah, he can.
No, he cannot.
It's your turn.
What position is he in right now?
Same position. He's still on his left knee.
So what can I see? Clearly.
His whole left side.
Can I see his throat?
Here again.
I mean, his hair's in his way. There's hair in the way. But you see, like, the back of his neck.
So he's got arrow here. He's got an arrow in his forehead.
In his ribs?
Two in his ribs. He's got one in his ribs, two in his knee.
In his knee.
Where else did I hit him elsewhere?
I think that's it.
Testicles.
Testicles.
Oh, yeah. Not forget the testicles.
Can't forget the testicles.
Not forget that.
Okay, so. I'm going to go for his ear again.
Being very creative with your archery, man.
I mean, I want to put more into it rather than more skill rather than like just firing arrows constantly. I'd rather be
precise. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Nice.
Yeah, so... I would love to do the same, but I literally have one spell I can use right now on range.
That's all right.
That's with sharpshooter. We didn't mention it before. It'd be with sharpshooter regardless. Yeah. That's 15. Another arrow to the ear. Oh my god,
man.
21 damage to his ear.
Yeah, so you send another one and it lodges right into the left of where the first one is into his ear. And you just see blood like pouring out of his ear.
He's gonna have
holy shit.
Jesus, 21 damage. Okay. He's starting to sway back and forth a little bit. It is Essen's turn.
Essen goes in again for the tendons.
Chop, chop.
21 for 8. Not great.
Yeah, you cut in the exact same spot and he drops to his other knee. So now he's on his knees.
Is it also fully cut now, the other Achilles tendons?
Yes.
Okay, so he cannot move now officially.
Yeah, he's immobile.
I would assume so at least.
Yeah.
I would assume so. I mean, he can maybe like crawl on his knees, maybe. But Yeah.
He's resorted to baby stance.
Yeah.
He's regressed. He's regressed the baby.
That's still that's great, man. So okay, that's his turn.
Technically we've cut half his height, so
he's gonna swipe at the dancing lights.
Yes!
Nice.
And
very good.
He gets a natural 20 on it.
Well, my God.
Dancing lights.
God. What damage really does happens. He do? What damage
never gonna
will he
say,
do?
I mean, I didn't say anything, but I would never say anything against dancing lights. If it takes a crit of us.
Yeah, that's yeah. Probably a good thing.
Katrin, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm still making my way down, right?
Yeah, you make it down this turn, and I'd say you have half of your movement speed left.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. And I would like to cast Fireball at it.
Okay.
And you, I don't hit.
You like try to aim for your head, but now that you're down and looking up at it, you kind of mislead the firebolt in your aim and it goes right past his shoulder. And it's Cass's turn.
I'm going to put a trifecta arrow into his ear hole.
Okay.
I am going to literally
ear arrows.
I'm just poking him in the face in his ear, just like, what's this? Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
20.
Wow, man.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So 15, another 15 damage.
15.
You send an arrow in it. Now there's three arrows sticking out of the Cyclops' ear.
Like the minimum amount of damage you can do when you hit with sharpshooter is 13. That's the lowest.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's dangerous. It's super dangerous.
Yeah, and with that, he kind of starts to sway to the right.
No, yeah. The minimum damage he can do is 15. Because he only rolls 1d8 and it's a 1.
Oh, yeah.
On his
so
roll.
3 is dex. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
You're right.
And when I level up, I'm going to put 2 points into dex.
Nice. So do I.
Eston, it's your turn.
Yeah.
The Cyclops is starting to sway to the right, like towards you.
Can I cut his biceps?
If you can tell me a way that you can reach one of them, yes.
Are they like, are his hands on the ground?
No, they're like by his side, kind of.
Could I reach them? If
not even
if
with
I
him
jump?
Kneeling. No, you'd have to like run up his arm.
Can you slice his kneecap?
Yeah, because he's grounded, but I want to like at some point I want to climb up on his back to his neck and to prevent him from reaching, maybe cutting the biceps, I thought.
Well, I mean, make an acrobatics check.
To climb on his back.
If you want to try to either climb up his back and attack him from his neck or climb up like his arm and attack the bicep.
Can you cut his hamstring?
What is that?
It's the tendons below, basically the back of your thigh runs below your butt to the back of your knee. Because if you're kneeling down, that bit shreds.
Can I reach
so you
those?
Can cut that.
Yeah, you'd be able to reach that because he's back on his knees.
Because if you can cut that, it will basically he'll lose his balance, so he'll end up on his side.
Yeah, I will do that. 13.
Yeah, you hit.
12 damage.
Yeah, you come running up and you slice through his thigh and it's like more than half the length of your sword and you go all the way through and the Cyclops comes falling over on its right-hand side. Still breathing, though.
So it's like now lying on his back completely?
Yeah.
So now I can reach the eye, maybe?
Well, he could get up. It's his turn now.
He can still grapple with his hands. We must not forget that.
He's going to try to grapple you, but at a disadvantage.
Can he reach me?
He's got long arms.
Yeah, he like
30
fell
feet
on his
away.
Side, so his head's like...
Okay, yeah, go for it.
I see you
he's
right
He's probably
next
like right here now that he fell over on his side.
Because so I have 50 feet movement, so I actually wanted to make sure that I move as far away so that he cannot reach me.
Well, you're standing right here.
But yeah, I guess it is now.
Yeah. And I'm giving him disadvantage too.
All right, roll for it.
You need to do a strength saving throw?
Or
dex save.
No, acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
Not
dex. Acrobatics save. Is dex, so.
Yeah, but it's not save.
He rolled a 13 on disadvantage. So he grabs a hold of you.
Is your Quen still not active?
No, it lasts for one turn only.
Oh, I was going to say.
And he's going to squeeze as tight as he possibly can. And that's going to be for 12 damage. You're in his palm and you're just like, argh! You can hear some of your ribs break.
That is the very position I wanted to avoid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have an idea.
Yeah, shoot his wrist or something.
You knew exactly
what I was doing. It's your turn.
Well, I'm moving as close as I can.
The soft spot.
Yeah, like that.
You knew.
Please, not myself.
And I will aim a fireball at the hand that is holding Eston.
Yeah, you hit.
And that's a 10 damage.
He lets go of Eston and his hand's like on fire.
Good, thank you.
No problem.
I thought to myself, now maybe I'm the one who gets getting a fireball in the back for a change.
Cass, it's your turn.
I need to make like a dex save to see if I land on my feet?
No, because he's already laying on the ground, so it's not that far of a drop. He grabbed you so he could grab you and then squeeze. He didn't like lift you up or anything.
All right.
I have a couple of questions, okay? And they're going to decide what my shots are going to be. Okay. So he is currently laid facing away from me. His butt's towards me.
Yeah.
Right. His legs.
What?
Wait.
I shoot him in his butthole.
What do I see? Because he's laid on his left hand side.
You just see the back of his legs and like his back.
He's lying on his back. Like
he's like lying on his side.
On his side. So like this. Okay.
So only thing I can do is shoot him in the butt.
Yeah, I mean, leg, butt, back. That's about it.
Like, oh, I'm going to really shoot him.
See his head.
Can I? Do
actually,
I see?
You could see his head. You could see that, like the left side of his head.
I was just about to say, can I see that part of his neck, like the back nape of his neck?
Yeah.
I would like to notch down and shoot him there. Go in underneath, basically behind the ear, where it's soft, where his jaw is, the really soft spot. That's natural 20.
Nice.
I was hoping you got this because I was going to do something for this. So you put so much force behind your arrow, you launch your arrow and you see it hit, but it goes all the way in and disappears.
Ooh.
And the Cyclops lets out his last breath.
Wow.
That's gone bad over.
Nice.
I didn't get to use my burning hands.
So that's why you went down.
Yes.
Yeah. I was thinking that. See, I've got a joke, but no one's gonna understand this joke. Ceramic might, but no one else will. Is he thirsty? Because he could use a bottle of Arrowhead.
I didn't get it.
Okay. Really bad. It's a brand of drink called Arrowhead. It's a bad joke. I'll cut that out. It's fine.
Oh man. That was a great fight.
You just hear Cass in the background.
Did I get it? Is it dead?
Yeah, you did.
Yay!
I will send a message to Cass location and say, yes, you can come down now.
Okay, I'll be down in a sec.
As the Cyclops lays there breathless, you guys all wonder yourself, how the fuck did we kill this thing? And I don't know.
Indeed.
But we'll find out how they did next time on another episode of the Chronicles of Avagula. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Catch you next time.